I am someone who was born in a housing project in a Spanish-speaking neighborhood in San Antonio, on the west side of San Antonio. And for those young people who are connected to the Latino Leaders Network, I hope they could look at not just my example, but of those of others who you have honored in the past and will honor in the future, and many of you who are here today that are tributes to the opportunities that are out there for young Hispanics in this country, and perhaps they can learn from us. You know, not only did I grow up in an area, as I described later on in life, the family struggled. My grandmother on my mother's side often had to work as a maid at the downtown Baptist Memorial Hospital in San Antonio, taking the bus to work every day for 30 years to set an example of hard work and doing for yourself and trying to pull yourself up from your bootstraps. My father was a great example of hard work. My mother who was the only one in the family who had a high school degree, did understand that if the kids stayed in school, they had a shot at living the American dream. And I count my blessings every day that I was born. I count my blessings every day that I was so fortunate to be born in this country that allows someone like with my background to be successful. Before I spent 15 years in federal politics, I spent 15 years in the television news business as a executive producer and producer of news and public affairs in television markets like San Antonio, Austin, Philadelphia. And at the peak of my career in that line of work, I was responsible for the 11 o'clock news on WABC in New York that averaged each night between 2 and 12 million viewers. So and back then, I would pinch myself some nights in my New York City apartment talking to my mother. And back then, it cost a lot of money to call long distance back to San Antonio because I missed tortillas and chorizo and all of the dishes that she made from back home. And I had to learn as I was hanging on the phone with her how to roll tortillas and to make them. And they didn't come out perfectly round, but at least I had them to have a taste of the culture that I grew up in. And being part of the Hispanic community, it is something that you always want to hold on to the wonderful aspects of the culture, regardless of which Hispanic community you come from. But then first and foremost, waking up every day being proud to be an American and what this country has to offer. And as I moved on years later to run for Congress, a lot of people said, hey, you know, you can't run for congressional office. This was in 1992. You've never even run for student council before. How can you run in an area that is 70% minority, that has an incumbent congressman who's been in office for 8 years and in politics for going on 25 years? You can't possibly win. All I ever had to do is have somebody tell me I couldn't do it, and then I would not be denied. So I would tell my story as one of the greatest fulfilling moments I would have when I was in office is speaking to high school students and college students and giving them examples of my life and how they might relate to it so that they can be successful as well and be perhaps part of the Latino Leaders Network someday. And I always walked away thinking that if I just reached one student on any given afternoon or any given night, telling them my story of struggle and fortunately of success, that they might say, you know, man, if that guy can do it, coming from his background, maybe I have a shot too. And always explaining to people, we owe it to young people, those of us who have been successful, to let them know the story of struggle and success and meeting failures, getting up again, getting knocked down, and keep continuing to move forward. We owe it to them to provide that opportunity for them as well to be successful. The other day, and sometimes, you know, you never know when it's going to come back to you. I'd be in a crowd later on, and a young college student would tap me on the shoulder and say, Mr. Bonilla, I remember what you told me a couple of years ago, and now I'm attending MIT. I never thought I had a chance to do that, or I'm attending a local college. I never thought I really was college material. And you walk away thinking, wow, you know, you made a difference. And that's what the Latino Leaders Network is all about, making a difference to leave that kind of inspiration behind for young people. As I moved on in Congress, it was Again, just some days I can't believe I'm getting to do what I do. I co-chaired the last two conventions. I got to be a chairman on the appropriations committee that decided funding for the entire federal government. For my entire 14 years in office, I got to serve on that committee and then got to be a chairman within that committee as well. And then I think back to those days where on some occasion we had to live in a little metal mobile home in my grandmother's backyard for a while just because we didn't have a place to live in between homes growing up on the south side of San Antonio and how far I had come. So I, for one, want to leave the legacy of opportunity for my children and their grandchildren in the future. I don't want them to wake up someday and say, what happened to my country? How has it become so different than what my dad grew up in that gave him that opportunity? So every day while I was in office, and I continue to do it as well today, I work for those principles and will continue until the day I die to work to preserve the environment that this country has provided for many of you and myself to prosper and to grow. If you're willing to work hard, stay out of trouble, continue working and apply yourself. And that is what I'm committed to doing until my last day on this earth.